Sue Sweet, Marie, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh wants parliament recalled now. He is demanding the federal government establish support for workers, including Algoma Steel employees, who would be affected by U.S. President Donald Trump's 25% tariffs on Canadian goods before the NDP moves to bring the government down. Singh was in Sault Ste. Marie Thursday to speak out against the looming Trump tariffs, joined by labor leaders at the United Steelworkers District 6 Union Hall on Dennis Street. "Let's put in place supports for workers before the worst happens. So I'm calling on the Liberal government to recall Parliament. Bring Parliament back. Let's pass legislation that supports workers because we're going to have an election in the spring. But there's still 2 months. If the Liberals think that they can wait 2 months before they bring in legislation, they are wrong. That would allow workers to suffer for 2 months. That is not the right way to do things," Singh said. He said he is skeptical of the federal government's promises to fight back against the U.S. tariffs. "I'm concerned the Liberals are spinning people, making it seem like they care. If you're serious about supporting these workers, let's call Parliament back and get it done. But it does not seem to me that they're serious. I want these workers to get support. So I'm calling their bluff." Singh plans to hold a non-confidence vote against the Liberals in March. He anticipates Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre will also move to bring the government down as soon as possible. "I can't imagine any opposition leader that would oppose a package that supports workers impacted by tariffs. Furthermore, the Conservative leader himself has said to call back Parliament." The NDP leader said Canada needs to fight back against Trump tariffs through introducing retaliatory tariffs and a Buy Canadian policy. "We need to stop the flow of things that the states needs, like critical minerals. We want to build Canadian and buy Canadian. What we need to do is change our procurement rules, the way we buy things at the federal level. We need to make sure that we're favoring Canadian companies that produce the things that we need in our own country," Singh said. Singh said he is in favor of paying out pandemic-style support payments to Canadian workers if a trade war with the U.S. escalates. "Whatever works, whatever is the best way to get support to those impacted," Singh told Sue today. "They've got to be targeted because there's specific sectors that are going to feel the pain and specific communities that will feel the pain. Let's make sure that those communities and those workers are specifically supported. So whether that's pandemic style or another way, the goal is to achieve support for those workers impacted so that workers aren't bearing the brunt of this trade war." Singh said Canada needs to find other trading partners while locked in a trade war with the U.S. He said he doesn't believe Trump's statements that tariffs are necessary, in part, as retaliation against a criminal element crossing the Canadian border and settling in the U.S. "If we look at the reality in Canada, far more illicit substances, illegal guns, illegal drugs come to Canada from the U.S. than the other way around. We need to support our borders for ourselves, not for Donald Trump. We need to have stronger protection around our borders to prevent those illegal guns from coming into our country. So, yeah, let's invest in supporting our border because it's good for Canada. And what has happened, why our borders are in the conditions where we need to strengthen them to protect Canada, is because the Conservatives cut massive amounts of border security officers and the Liberals didn't reinstate those officers," Singh told Sue today. Singh was joined at the podium by Marty Warren, United Steelworkers National Director; B. Brusk, Canadian Labour Congress President; Mike Dupratt, United Steelworkers Local 2251 President; Bill Slater, United Steelworkers Local 2724 President. A large group of union officials stood behind them. "We're here today because workers in Sault Ste. Marie and across Canada are under attack," Warren said, adding that Trump's threats to impose 25% tariffs have put thousands of jobs at risk. "It isn't just about trade policy, it's not about all trade, it's about families and livelihoods in the future of our industries. Algoma ships about 60% of their output to the U.S. and 61% of its revenue comes from American customers," Warren added. Workers need Canada's political leadership to recognize the urgency, and to address it before it becomes a full-blown crisis. A good step will be to reinstate pandemic income supports for impacted workers, Brusk said. This, in my opinion, is a trade war, and it's a trade war that we have to fight. So we're calling on all our representatives, all parties, to set aside partisan policies to recall Parliament and to enact counter-tariffs against the United States, said USW Local 2251 President Mike Dupratt, whose union represents approximately 2,200 members. These tariffs put all of us, workers, families, and local businesses, at risk. Canada has always been a reliable trade partner. Whatever Donald Trump may claim, it isn't about fairness. It's about politics. These tariffs are unjustified. Sault Ste. Marie and Canadian workers should not pay the price, said USW Local 2724 President Bill Slater, whose union represents approximately 500 members. We won't stand by while our jobs and our communities are threatened. We will fight back together.